new reporting begins to connect the facts we already knew about President Trump's acts relating to Ukraine. It is public that the Trump administration suspended military aid to Ukraine. It is also public that President Trump called Ukraine's president. President Trump admits he asked about his political rival, Joe Biden. So, Ukraine simultaneously faced both a threat and what can be characterized as a demand for political dirt. Now the Washington Post and other news organizations draw those two elements together. The Post first reported, and others confirmed, that the president personally ordered the aid to Ukraine suspended, and then, days later, he made the call. Even as these details emerge, some members of Congress are calling for impeachment proceedings. Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan is one of them, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The headline, and I know you don't always write the headline, but the headline summarizes your view as these allegations are a threat to all we have sworn to protect. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all seven of us who are on the op-ed are people who have served either in the military or in the intelligence community. We've all sworn an oath to the Constitution many, many times over, many of us for our entire career. And we did it again in January. And I think these new allegations, if true, just were a game changer for us. They represented something different. And it just felt like this was the moment that we would come out and speak about that.
Is this a call for impeachment?
Listen, if these allegations are true, these are impeachable offenses. So we are calling on our Congress and, you know, the rest of the members here to do everything in our power. And that includes expanding the list of things we can do. Everything from holding impeachment inquiries, but also, you know, the power of inherent contempt. If you get stonewalled over and over and over in violation of the constitutional division of powers, we need to have a muscular response to that. And we need to exercise those responsibilities.
I want to make sure when you say if these allegations are true, what you believe already to have been shown to be true, because while some things are unknown and while some things are based on reporting from unnamed sources within the White House, a lot of this is right out in public and acknowledged by the president himself. What do you believe happened here for certain?
Well, I think for all seven of us, the idea that a sitting president would use security assistance from the United States to pressure and potentially extort the president of another country into giving him dirt on a political opponent is just beyond the pale. A sitting president of the United States to use taxpayer dollars to leverage a political investigation by a foreign leader, it's just beyond the pale.
One of our White House correspondents, Tamara Keith, has pointed out in looking at U7 that a number of you represent the kinds of districts that gave Democrats control of the House in 2018, Trumpish kind of districts who voted for Democrats this time. Is there a political risk in what you're doing?
Well, I think, some would say yes, but it just doesn't matter. People in my district are divided on this issue. I get pulled over in the supermarket by people talking about it and saying, go ahead and do it. And I have been pulled over by just as many people saying, please don't do it. But I think no matter whether you're a Democrat or an independent or a Republican, the idea that a sitting president would attempt to leverage dirt on a political opponent from a foreign leader is just beyond the pale. It's a game changer. It's something different, and we need to acknowledge it as thus.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should allow impeachment proceedings to go forward, even if they would be hopeless in the Senate, because the Senate would have to sign on for the president.
Well, I think the president has an opportunity here. The Director of National Intelligence is coming up later this week to speak in an open hearing. I very much hope he does his job under the law and brings the whistleblower case, all the details, to Congress. I hope the president explains this situation. If they cannot or they refuse to bring that information to bear, I think one possibility is that we need to start impeachment inquiry. So the onus is on them. Otherwise, I think we need to move to another tack.
Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, thanks so much.
Thank you.